Hello and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. Pete Poliker knows a lot about forgiveness. After all, he's received his fair share. But does that mean he is going to be just as forgiven? Find out today as we read the story, Possum Stan. The moral of today's parable comes from Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12. Deliver those who are being taken away to death, and those who are staggering to slaughter, oh, hold them back. If you say, see, we did not know this, does he not consider it who weighs the hearts? And does not he not know it who keeps your soul? And will not he not render to man according to his work? As things turned out, the night shift was a good fit for Pete Poliker. When he was made night shift supervisor, Pete gained the advancement he craved. Working at night, Pete had a freedom to do as he pleased, well, within reason. The only person Pete saw from the day shift was Myrtle. She came in an hour early to help with the early morning rush. Myrtle was Pete's connection to the rest of the Morton staff. It was Myrtle, for instance, who told Pete about Rembrandt and Doreen's engagement. Overall, Pete's new work life was good. The only thing that bothered Pete about the night shift was dealing with Possum Stan. Possum Stan came to the restaurant every night at 3. Many nights he'd still be lingering in the restaurant when Myrtle arrived for her shift at 6. It wasn't that Stan loitered without buying. In fact, he was one of Pete's better customers. He was also quiet and polite. What bothered Pete about Stan was his appearance. He was dirty. His hair was long and matted. He looked like he hadn't groomed himself since the 90s. Even worse was his smell. It was said of Possum Stan that even the skunks fled his stench. As repulsive as all those things were, the final straw for Pete was the way Possum Stan dressed. When Pete was married and living at the height of his extravagance, he made the habit of replacing his wardrobe every year. Most of the time, he just dumped bags of clothing at some charity. It seems that most of Pete's old clothes wound up going to Possum Stan. Every night at 3 a.m., Pete was visited by the ghosts of his old grunge plaid, overalls, and Doc Martens. "Do not judge by appearances," said Myrtle one morning. "A rich heart may be under a poor coat." "What's that supposed to mean?" snorted Pete. "It's an old Scottish proverb," said Myrtle. "You're not Scottish," said Pete. "There's still wisdom in it," said Myrtle. "Well, why tell me?" said Pete. "I don't know. It's just a good reminder, don't you think?" said Myrtle. 3 nights later, at 3 a.m., Possum Stan stood outside the entrance of the Morton's Coffee Pub. It was during the Morton's annual Flip the Lip promotion. That year's grand prize was a brand new Saab 9-3. Pete noticed Possum Stan speaking to customers before entering the restaurant. "Excuse me, was that man bothering you?" Pete asked one of the customers. He pointed to Possum Stan. The customer smiled. "No, he gave me a winning flip lip. Just handed it to me and wished me a good morning. I'll have an extra large black with 3 sugars." Pete's anger burned. A few minutes later, Possum Stan entered the restaurant. Pete made Lou, one of his co-workers, serve Stan. Pete stood at a distance and glared as Stan sat at a table and nibbled on a duchy. Pete never even noticed the large group of young people slowly fill the restaurant. It only took a couple of minutes for the restaurant to be packed with people. Before anyone could react, a wave of young folks flooded behind the counter. Some grabbed donuts. Others went for the cash registers. A few even scooped up sleeves of Flip the Lip cups. In the middle of the flash mob, Possum Stan slipped through the crowd. Pete watched as he made his way unnoticed to the front door. With young people screaming and looting all over the store, Stan locked the door. In a flash, Pete hopped over the counter and locked the side door. Lou called the police on his cell phone. It only took seconds for the police to defend their favorite coffee shop. The confused mob moved around the restaurant like a school of startled fish. Every customer was rounded up and arrested, even Possum Stan. Pete watched with perverse glee as an officer restrained Stan with a zip tie. Lou approached Pete. "Didn't Possum Stan help us?" he asked. At that moment, Stan looked Pete in the eye. Pete was shocked by what he saw. Possum Stan looked tired. "Wait," said Pete to a nearby officer. "That man wasn't part of the mob. Actually, he kind of helped us out." He pointed to Possum Stan. Stan looked surprised as the officer released him. He looked back and saw Pete talking to the officer. Stan moved beside Pete. The two watched the police slowly lead the mob away. "Thanks," said Possum Stan.
"For what?" said Pete.
"Didn't you tell the police to let me go?" asked Stan.
"Oh, that, yeah. Well, it wasn't like you were part of the mob. It wouldn't be right to let them arrest you," said Pete.
Lou approached Pete from behind. "He's trying to say thank you for helping us out. It's lame, I know, but from Pete it's about the best you're going to get," he said. Pete glared at Lou and then over to Possum Stan. He noticed Stan was wearing one of his old favorite shirts.
"Thanks," mumbled Pete.
"What was that?" said Lou.
"I said thanks," said Pete.
He said it so loud one of the officers stopped and said, "You're welcome." Pete turned red.
"You're welcome," said Possum Stan.
Pete, Lou, and Stan stood in silence and watched the police continue to work.
"You know, I gotta say, I was really surprised tonight," said Possum Stan.
"What do you mean?" said Lou.
"Well, it's just that I thought Pete was this, well, no offense, Pete, a total stuck-up snob, like he's better than everybody else," said Stan.
"That's pretty accurate," said Lou, smiling.
"No, see? There I was about to be arrested, and Pete stepped up and got me released."
"You didn't have to do it, but you did," said Possum Stan.
"You already said thank you," said Pete.
"Yeah, but I'm just saying, there's more to you than meets the eye."
"You got a heart for justice," said Possum Stan.
"And a mouth for making a fool of himself," said Lou. Pete glared at Lou.
"Anyway, I'm going home. I've had enough excitement for one night. See you all tomorrow," said Possum Stan.
"Night," said Lou.
"Hey, Stan," said Pete.
"Tomorrow, your coffee's on me."
Possum Stan smiled, then walked off into the morning.
Thank you for listening to the story, Possum Stan. And please join us again for another Rembrandt Parable. If you would like to leave any questions or comments, I can be reached through the website www.therembrandtparables.com or through iTunes. I look forward to hearing from you. Good day, and God bless.